hallway, we call it. I believe it's a hallway.
Okay. I've heard some call it the breezeway or something like that.
Yeah,
know, my
grandparents. Coolest place in the house. That was out on the porch we was trying to take off our door, I guess it was a mistake.
That's one, I mean, a whole lot of terms for that, different parts, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell someone to...
Well, ordinarily, if you're in a hurry and want it closed right then, you just call her and say, shut the door. But, actually, we use the term closed. I know one time when I was in service, was out in Texas, Camp Barkley, Texas, and we had a lot of wind out there, you know, and sand. And this, our flood had about 12 or 15, and I forget now how many an hour, but it was 12. And there's some of the boys from Washington State, and some from Midwest, and two or three from South, one, two from East. And one of the old boys from the south, if you had a window open, the sand would come in there and boy, just put your eyes out and get all over your bed and everything else. So went over tonight, got a little stuff in there, and one of the boys, we had just quieted down. That's a pretty rough day. About 11 o'clock, one of the boys said, good gracious, alive. I said, crack that window over there, Joe. And, of course, the boys in Washington, one or two of them started laughing. You wouldn't know what in the world it meant by cracking the window.
That's right.
Of course, raising the window up a little bit, a little fresh air in, and let the sand in, too, and that was the reason we kept them closed a lot. But,
you were in Texas.
We kept the doors and windows closed most of the time, so that sand coming there up.
My father lived some of his early years in Texas and Oklahoma, although his farm, San Clemente County, and his father was a painter and traveled. And he just told me a lot of those stories about just impossible to keep the house cleaned and all those things for him. Some of my northern friends laugh at me down here for saying, I'm going to take somebody from one place to another and carry you over there.
Yeah.
You ever had any experience with that?
Yeah. We had quite a bit of that in service, the mixes up there. And one group would laugh at another one from one section. She's from Ohio, and so she got a kick out of it. She was down here last summer. And she got a kick out of a lot of the things that Southerner said.
Right. Were you in other states than Texas when you were in military?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in Missouri, California, and Georgia, and had to flee en route from Camp Pride, Missouri, home to back to Camp Hill, California, and in Camp Hill, it was a center of that we use always, they usually get to what the soldiers had and process them to go overseas. Mm-hmm. And this is from overseas too.
So you had a quite a wide travel.
Yeah.
Brings men back to Fayette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now those places I mentioned there, I was stationed in different places.
Right.
In the States. But been traveling, across lots of states back and forth.
Right.
West Coast. We had the southern route back when I discharged and went to more or less northern route through Kansas City. And going west to Camp Hill.
So you really got to cover a lot of territory.
Oh, yeah.